Hi again, everyone. This is Craig Heist, along with MLB.com beat reporter for the Nationals, Bill Latson. Welcome to our podcast, another version. And this after a 5-4 come-from-behind win off an Ian Desmond two-run homer in the bottom of the ninth inning. And I know that makes you happy.
Listen, I'm supposed to be neutral, okay?
You're supposed to be.
But it's good to see Ian Desmond come through like that. And the Nationals really need the victory because of their offense has been mediocre at best so far this season.
Well, let's talk about that. 225 after the game on Wednesday night as a team, their batting average. What can get this offense jump-started, knowing that they're missing Ryan Zimmerman, they're missing Michael Morris? That's their 3-4 hole hitters. I mean, yeah, everybody's a capable hitter in this lineup. But when you're missing those guys, I think it has an effect on everybody straight on down the line.
I think what the Nationals need right now is a difference maker. You know, when I first covered the Montreal Expos, in my entire career covering this organization, there's only been one difference maker, and that was Vladimir Guerrero, where he can carry a team and help a team win by himself. I never thought since he left they had someone who could do that. And, yeah, you can say Ryan Zimmerman, maybe Michael Morris, but I don't consider those guys difference makers. They need someone who can really help this team, whether it be getting another leadoff hitter or getting another power hitter. So I think that's what they need.
Well, last week over in L.A., they put Ryan Zimmerman on the DL. We saw Mark DeRosa go on the DL. That prompted the promotions of Bryce Harper and Tyler Moore. We've seen what Harper can do here. Had a big game in the ball game Wednesday night with two doubles, an infield single, scored a run at the plate, very aggressive. We've seen the arm shown off. This is a guy, Bill, that Davey Johnson told us back in spring training that once he got here, that was going to be it. He was going to be here to stay, and it looks like he's proving that that's going to be the case.
Yes, I think he is going nowhere. He's not going back to Syracuse. The only way he goes back to Syracuse is if he gets hurt and be in a rehab assignment. But I'll be honest with you. I think that he can really help this team. He's already proved it already. And he's not going anywhere. He's staying here.
Well, everybody's got Bryce mania. And I think for good reason. And the throw he uncorked in this ballpark in the first game of the Diamondback series, I don't think there's another outfielder in baseball makes that throw.
He's outstanding, unless you're Dave Parker or,
Because he was about 10 to 15 feet away from the warning track.
It was amazing. And what I'm impressed about Bryce Harper is the transition he's been able to make from being a catcher to an outfielder. I mean, we're not talking he made this transition 10 years ago. He made this transition a little over a year ago. And I think it's amazing that he's been able to make the adjustments. If we were playing Stratomag baseball right now, I would say he would be about a 2 in defense, and that's pretty good.
Well, now, last year we said we didn't think the offense would be as bad as it was last year. Coming out of spring training, we thought they'd hit. Turned out that they didn't. In the offseason this year, we said they've got to do something to get better offensively. And right now, this year resembles a lot of what happened last year.
Well, really, the last 2 years. To be honest with you, I don't know why. Because, first of all, Rick Eckstein is an excellent hitting coach. I'm not going to blame him for it. It's just that, you know, they have guys who cannot carry a team by themselves. I mean, I think that's the problem. And like I said earlier, I think they need to get a difference maker, a guy who can really carry this team or put energy in this club. I mean, Bryce Harper's done it for one or two games, but that's just one or two games. A guy who can do it the entire season. We talked about this earlier today. You know, Juan Pierre and Luis Castillo, for 1 year, the best 1-2 combination I've seen in a lineup when they played for the 03 Marlins. You know, that was the difference maker there. Those two guys really set things up, and I think that's something the Nationals need.
Well, now, one thing we have seen, when you talk about a difference maker, Steven Strasburg, 5 starts so far, named the pitcher of the month for the month of April, right out of the chute, first full year back from Tommy John. He may be better than he was before.
You know, I said this many times, he's one of the smartest pitchers in baseball. He's not your typical power pitcher. He doesn't need a strikeout to get an out. He realizes a ground ball can easily get it done. That's why his pitch count is so low. And that's why, you know, I seem to think the way he pitches that he might go beyond the 160 innings because he's that smart.
Well, when you look at this pitching staff, Strasburg, Gio Gonzalez, Edwin Jackson, Jordan Zimmerman, Ross Detweiler, when Chien-Ming Wong is ready to come off this disabled list after the hammy and his rehab starts, where does Davey Johnson put him?
I think you can't take Ross Detweiler out because Ross Detweiler from last year just really, really did well, and it's a carryover from last year. And he's not going to change. He's going to remain powerful, I think. And I think Chien-Ming Wong is going to the bullpen. I just don't see how you can put him back in. And with the chemistry they have with his rotation, I think it would be a shame if Detweiler went back in the bullpen.
This team's ERA right now as we talk is 2.40. If this continues, despite whatever offensive woes that this team will have, you're going to be in almost every ball game this year.
I think there's no question about it. I mean, Craig, this is not a surprise by what they're doing.
And teams are hitting .211 against them. Let's put that on the table, too.
Craig, this is not a surprise. I mean, it's not just the rotation, the bullpen as well. Everyone expected this pitching staff to be unhittable. Everyone expected it. The biggest question has always been the offense. So I'm not surprised that, you know, the Nationals are near the top of every pitching category right now. I think what's amazing to me is they've been able to have a decent record without the offense. And imagine if they had that offense, they'll run away with the division.
15-9, and in first place as we talk, Davey thought that they could contend from the beginning of the season. They've certainly proven that over the first month. The schedule, though, is going to get a little tougher in the month of May.
That's correct. They play their Eastern, the National League East opponents. They play Philly this weekend. They'll be seeing the Braves later in the month. So I think, yeah, that's all key, and we'll see how well they play against those teams. And they play the Marlins as well. I don't think the Marlins are that good, but we'll see what happens.
And if you look 45 minutes up the road, the Orioles are now 16-9, very much in the thick of things in the American League East. They took 2 of 3 from your Yankees. And all of a sudden, this interleague series coming up later this month has some flavor to it.
Yes, it does. And, you know, Craig, I've told you this many times. I've always had respect for Buck Showalter. I mean, Buck Showalter is the guy, not Joe Torre, who turned the Yankees around. And the Yankees wouldn't be where they are today without Buck Showalter. So I'm not surprised that Buck Showalter is doing what he's doing with the Orioles. We know he's a disciplinarian, and I'm really happy for him.
And he got his 1,000th win against your Yankees.
That's true. And it's ironic he did it against the team he once managed. So, you know, I will never say anything bad about Buck Showalter. I'm happy for him.
You know, I'm just trying to push your buttons.
I know. But not this time. Not when it comes to Buck Showalter.
Bill Latson, MLB.com, Nationals beat reporter. Thanks for the time, and we'll do it again soon.
Anytime. Take care.